on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
And he's my kind of guest, Steve Crano from Choose Chicago. Well, we have no choice but to choose Chicago, I suppose, in some ways, but I'm glad we are.
Me too. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me, Steve.
It's always good to have you in the studio. If you haven't heard about it, there's this something coming into the United Center soon.
You might be referring to the Democratic National Convention.
I might be, yes. Are there going to be activities and events that, if you live in Chicago, you'd actually want to go to that are beyond the convention itself?
Well, there are always activities and events happening in Chicago that you want to go to if you live in the city.
True.
We, in true Chicago style, are packing everything we can into August to get the most we can out of this beautiful summer we're having. But really, I wanted to come and talk about the convention and how we're bringing 50,000 people into the city, including 15,000 members of the national and international media. So really, this is maybe once in a decade opportunity for us to showcase our city, our culture, our neighborhoods, our restaurants, everything that makes Chicago great that you and I love about this city to the world, really.
Are people staying like... I suppose most of them are staying in the downtown area or the West Loop.
Yeah. So one of the reasons that Chicago, I believe, won the bid to host the convention here is because we have over 46,000 hotel rooms in our central business district alone. So that's a huge incentive for convention organizers and convention attendees. They're so excited that they're going to be able to stay actually near where the events are happening. You know, our friends up in Milwaukee hosted another similar event recently.
I heard.
Where folks had to stay as far away as some folks were staying in O'Hare, and some folks are staying out in Madison just because they don't have the hotel capacity
really?
That we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did not know that.
Yeah, so that's, you know, one of the benefits of having a big city that is used to and has the infrastructure to successfully host these major events, drawing tens of thousands of people in.
And what's more, you know, so I know someone who has to attend a wedding at around the same time. They had no problem getting a hotel room. You know, I mean, there's still actually availability.
Yeah.
Not as much because of the convention.
The demand is pretty high, and there might be a lot of compression in downtown and around McCormick Place and maybe even, you know, hotels around the United Center. But there are so many more hotels throughout Chicago neighborhoods. You can stay in the south side, you can stay in the north side, you can stay in the near west side, and still be able to get around the city very easily.
And that's new CTA stop will be open, right?
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. I'm hearing
fingers crossed.
We'll see. So you've noted summer is not quite over yet. And it's going fast, though. So tell us some things we must do before September.
Okay, well, I wanted to talk about some things that folks who live in the city might be interested in that are free.
I like that word.
Absolutely. So throughout the rest of August and into early September. So first thing, there's so much happening next weekend alone. So, you know, get out your calendars and start writing down what you want to do. The first thing I want to highlight is the Chicago Air and Water Show. That is one of the biggest events of the summer. Draws tens of thousands. Some people estimate upward of 100,000 visitors to the city for that weekend alone. Yeah, and so that's next Saturday, Sunday, August 10th and 11th. You know, it's all, you can see it all along the lakeshore, but really the best places to view it are North Avenue Beach, or between anywhere between Fullerton and Oak Street, really, are going to be great vantage points. And as always, you know, the event features performances by the U.S. Navy Blue Angels, the U.S. Army Parachute Team, those are the Golden Knights, and then, you know, a lot of civilian pilots and aerial performers as well. Something else happening next weekend, the Bud Billiken Parade.
Yeah.
You listeners have not been, it is such a fun, impressive event, incredible dance teams, incredible performers, just a great community vibe that happens down on the south side. They're actually celebrating their 95th year this year. And there's a very interesting history behind this parade as well. It was founded by the media mogul Robert S. Abbott, who started the Chicago Defender. You know, over 100 years ago. So a historic black newspaper here in Chicago, and that was circulated around the country. The last thing I want to talk about that's happening next weekend is something that Choose Chicago is actually organizing in partnership with Claremont Collections. And this is getting a jump on the centennial anniversary of Route 66 next year. This is part of our activations and activities happening along the historic route that is mostly now Ogden Avenue, but it starts over here on Michigan Avenue, right in front of the Art Institute. So we are sponsoring...
Explain that, because
sure.
The Michigan Avenue is not Ogden Avenue.
So no. But the historic Route 66 had its starting point, or end point, however you want to look at it, because it went from Chicago out to Santa Monica Pier in Los Angeles County in California. But my understanding is the historic route was it Adams, and then out to what is now Ogden? But,
I don't know.
Back in the day, it used to be known as Route 66.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually put up some new mile markers and pylons that have historical information and are really marking the history of Route 66 along that historic route. But we're also sponsoring some classic car shows this summer.
Oh.
And these are happening. A couple of them are happening next weekend, August 10th and 11th. We're partnering with Claremont Collections, which is a local auto museum. They have a big collection of amazing classic cars and vehicles from movies. I think they have the original Batman car,
the Batmobile.
If I'm not mistaken, if not the original, then one of the first ones. But they're going to have some cars out. These are happening in Little Village, in front of La Catedrale. If you haven't been, they have an amazing variety of moles and chilaquiles in their restaurant.
Great spot. So where is this again? So people know where to go, and when is this?
La Catedrale is in Little Village.
Uh-huh.
And it's next Saturday, Sunday, August 10th and 11th.
And it is?
Classic car show celebrating the centennial anniversary of Route 66.
And it's free.
It's free. All this stuff is free.
So you get to see all those cars. So
absolutely.
To get a detailed sort of listing of what you can do. And anytime you say, oh my gosh, I have a day off next Tuesday.
Absolutely.
What do I do?
Go to choosechicago.com. And we have information on free events, paid events, festivals, concerts, conventions, everything happening in the city, all on our website, choosechicago.com.
Yeah. And it's all broken down into different categories.
Absolutely.
So
you can filter, you can search. Yep. All
yeah,
that.
It's an amazing website. I love it. Steve Crano, I love when you're here. You give us some great ideas. I like especially the ones that happen to be free.
Me too.
Yeah, I get it. Thank you very much, Steve.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. Thank you.